This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India has strongly protested against the references made to the Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned that the representative of the Canadian High Commission on Friday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokesperson termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to the query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said, New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of the students and the temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. On the issue of border disengagement, the spokesperson stated that the verification patrolling has been commenced under the mutually agreed terms between India and China in Dimchok and Debsang regions. He also said that the final phase of disengagement was agreed upon between India and China on 21st October. On US sanctions and Indian entities, the spokesperson highlighted that India has a robust legal and regulatory framework and strategic trade and non-proliferation controls. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a six-day visit to Australia and Singapore from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Brisbane and inaugurate India's fourth consulate in Australia. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with the Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. The External Affairs Minister will deliver the keynote address in the inauguration session of the second Rise In or Down under to be held in the Australian Parliament House. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will visit to Singapore for an official visit on the 8th of this month, during which he will address the 8th Roundtable of the ASEAN India Network of Think Tanks. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley, three terrorists have been neutralized by the joint team of security forces following cordon and search operation based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in their respective areas. The operation later turned out into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdy confirmed that one top Lashkar commander identified as Usman Elias Chota Waleed, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in the Khanyar district of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a very long time and was involved in several terror crimes in Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two JNK police personnel and two Jawans from the Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and were shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdy said that the two terrorists have been killed by the security forces in Larnu Kukirnag encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Ranchi last night on 2 days' visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to review poll preparation with the state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra today. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies in Dhalbhumgarh and Chhatchila, Bargatha in Hazirabagh and Simaria in Chatra today. India's Malvika Basud stormed into the final of Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament's women's singles competition with a stunning 23-21, 21-18 win over the Danish shuttler Julie Jacobsen in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.